Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I never was captain of the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day. Good day to be me.
Good day.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where the best people on the radio all congregate every day. Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, here to bring you the inside insight. You like that? Inside insight. Coming up, a reflection on the car industry. Matter of moments. First, however, Molly, and also the latest on Liam Neeson. Molly has the story of how and why we have managed to arrest all these people in this FIFA.
Do you know what it stands for?
It stands for Foolish Individuals for Astrology.
Excellent.
That too.
I don't know how you got that. That's incredible. Another interpretation could be Federal International Football Association, but
really?
I like yours better.
I do,
it's
too.
It's soccer, Dougie.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Football in other places.
And
it
I don't believe in violence toward women, so I never soccer.
Yeah, I don't even know her.
Where's the crickets?
Really?
I thought we were going to have crickets standing by.
The crickets even yawned on that one.
The crickets.
All right.
Okay, well, it is the World Soccer's governing body, and those bodies are in deep trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Six officials were arrested in Switzerland. They face extradition to the United States on suspicion of federal corruption charges.
Mm.
And warrants were issued for them. The people prosecuting this claim that investigators suspect the illegal disbursement of more than $100 million in bribes and kickbacks involving media, marketing, and sponsorship.
So what's the big deal? That's the American way.
Well, apparently it's the Qatar way, too, because those are the ones who obviously bribed these officials.
Well, this is something.
I mean, what good goes down in Qatar? Anything?
Qatar. FIFA oversees all things soccer around the world. So our Justice Department, if I understand this correctly, is charging 14 people on things like money laundering, fraud. This goes back, Richie was saying this off the air, to the 90s. There's been an FBI investigation going on for a long time.
Yeah.
And so the reason we're calling them out is that the wrongdoing happened.
Is anybody
here
really shocked? Well, the reason we, the United States, is involved is because they used U.S. banks to funnel the money to the people who were bribed. But think about how much money is involved in getting a World Cup in your country.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody really surprised?
Well, same thing goes on with the Olympics,
bribery?
Doesn't it?
Remember we had this last time.
Yeah.
It was the Utah Olympics where they found some improprieties.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised. I'm surprised if they don't find it in every World Cup.
Mm-hmm. So billions of soccer fans, do they care? Do we care about the NFL and all of the shenanigans, the hootenannies that are going on there? Some people do. Some people don't. But I find this fascinating because this has international ramifications.
Well, what else is funny about it is that Qatar was awarded the 2018 Molly World Cup over the United States. And it would have been in like 15 cities around the United States. And you wonder whether the United States went, wait a minute, why would they give it to a country where it's 130 degrees?
Mm-hmm.
Outside.
You can't play soccer in that weather.
You cannot play. So then that had to raise suspicions of the U.S. soccer officials to then maybe look a little deeper into it and see if they could find out what was going on. You've got to think that the president of FIFA apparently had no knowledge of this. I call foul play. There's no way this guy didn't know something was up when they awarded it to a country where it's 130 degrees.
Yeah. Nonsense.
I mean, the charges are wire fraud, racketeering, and money laundering.
Yeah.
And they say it's systemic, deep-rooted. Mm-hmm. And we're going to hear more about this later this morning. Loretta Lynch, FBI director.
On the job.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be doing a presser this morning in New York. So hopefully we'll.
All right. Justice Department.
Took them out of the hotel covered by sheets.
That's right.
From the beds.
Yeah. the KKK is alive and well in Switzerland.
It looked like a Klan meeting was leaving them.
So nobody would know who they are.
Of the Justice Department, Cleveland and the Justice Department said yesterday it's settled, announcing a settlement to overhaul the city's police department. A report that found Cleveland had a habit of using excessive force against residents. That's not good. So under this settlement, Cleveland officers will have new training. They will also switch to community policing. This is something I don't understand why this doesn't happen everywhere, why this isn't a mandate. Keeping the same policemen in the same neighborhoods. Now, I guess that the argument is, well, if they get too used to it, they get too friendly, they could be subject to corruption, yada, yada, yada. Well, the other side of that is that if they get to know the people who are there, they'll know who belongs, who doesn't, but watch the stores. This seems to be a no-brainer to me. What am I missing? Anything here, Molly?
Well, they kind of laid out very specific guidelines now that they want followed. And everything they've laid out, when you read them, you wonder why these weren't guidelines before.
Same thing for Ferguson, same thing for Baltimore. I'll tell you one thing. The reason people are asking, how does this supersede local rule? Because the federal government doles out billions and billions and billions of dollars to local police forces. And they say, you want our money? Buy new cars, buy new equipment. Great. You'll do it the way we tell you to do it. Otherwise, you don't want our money? You do what you want. But if you want our money, that's the hooker here. Our money is my money and your money. You want it from the feds? You do what they tell you to do. That's it. Simple.
Well, one of the things they agreed to is that they must document every time an officer unholsters his or her gun.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't that be documented already if they take the gun out of the holster?
I thought it was, frankly, in some communities. 13 and change past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Let's open up your ears and your mind to having a way each day to open up your arteries and veins so that the blood in your body is getting to the places in your body where it is needed, which is basically everywhere. That's what happens when you have a glass of super beet juice, super beets, not your average, ordinary beet, grown under very special conditions, obviously non-GMO, specially grown and harvested and prepared for super beets. Super beets, the contents of the beet, because it's full of nitric oxide, the oxide opens up the arteries and veins, gets the blood to your brain so you can think quicker, gets the blood to your muscles so when you're working out, you get more for your money, if you will. When you're your heart maybe needs a little more blood, this gets it to it. Your organs need more blood, and it'll really wake you up. It's really a healthy way to get a charge. That's what people like about it. That's why a lot of athletes are using it. Pro teams are using super beets because it isn't a sugary like Gatorade, but there's another G drink around. Nah, that stuff's all sugar. No sugar in this whatsoever. Natural.
Stevia.
It's stevia. Okay. Yeah. Super beets. Call 800-655-4183. This is pretty exciting stuff. This is an exciting discovery. When you discover it yourself, you'll be excited. And so to discover it, you call 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free with your regular order. You get a book explaining what beets are all about. Get free shipping. All that good stuff comes with your first canister of super beets. Super, super, super. Have a glass, you'll feel terrific. Imagine having two glasses of this stuff at the same time, Richie. Woo!
Nah.
That'd do for you.
Yeah.
Super Beats, 800-655-4183. Enjoy the feeling, the goodness, the health that you get from drinking Super Beats. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He spent 14 of his 15 years in the majors with the Seattle Mariners, hitting over 300 home runs and driving in just shy of 1,000 runs.
Deep to left center, a grand slam. Jay Buhner scores fourth with his 15th home run of the year.
So where is Jay Buhner now? Jay retired following the 2001 season He works with the Mariners during spring training, and the team inducted him into their Hall of Fame in 2004. Jay was immortalized on an episode of Seinfeld when the fictitious version of George Steinbrenner paid a visit to the home of Frank Costanza, played by the great Jerry Stiller.
What the hell did you trade Jay Buhner for? He had 30 home runs and over 100 RBIs last year. He's got a rocket for an arm. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Jay Buhner, living on in syndication. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How do you start down the path toward big success? Author and martial arts Hall of Famer Jim Bouchard has the answer.
Make a decision. He adds that we humans often overcomplicate things. It's not that hard. Start by making a decision to move forward.
Then take something you want or need to do. Create a series of steps to achieve it. Then go for it.
How can you be more decisive?
Make it a habit.
Start with insignificant decisions. For example, let's say you go out to lunch with some coworkers. When you pick up the menu, give yourself a time limit to decide what to order. Then be happy with what you get.
Make a decision and stick with it. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, going shopping, purchasing a big ticket item. Well, believe it or not, if you want to get the best deal, then it matters what you wear. More specifically, it matters what colors you wear. Here's the science of it.
I see a red door and I want it painted black.
Colors are associated with power. After all, there's the red power tie. Would you respond to a policeman giving you a ticket if he or she were wearing a baby blue suit? And athletic teams are thought to be more aggressive when they wear dark colors, especially black. So if you're purchasing a big ticket item, then the colors to wear are black or gray. They suggest you can't take advantage of me. What's the cheap psychological trick? Wear darker colors and you'll be seen as more powerful. The salespeople will take you seriously. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, let's get to car talk. Ford.
Oh boy.
What?
Oh boy.
I'm excited and she's like, hey.
What?
Let's hear it. What do you got?
Ford.
Yes.
Expanding its presence in North America, new sales and purchasing offices in North Africa, Casablanca, home to a new regional sales office as Ford.
Play it again, Sam.
Really?
Well, it's interesting because we think that we have international brands here. Ford does very well overseas, as do other American trucks. The only real competition they have is the Toyota truck. And you see those in the countries that are not friendly to us, like around the Middle East. You don't see too many Fords, Chevys, or Dodges. You notice that? You pretty much see Nissans and Toyotas. That's what all the bad guys. If you look at the ISIS guys running around in pickup trucks, you never see an American pickup truck. You will now because they've taken some of our armaments from the
Iraqis. We might as well make a little money off them.
Right, exactly. Yep. Hyundai is hunting for directions. Thinks it's found the most seamless way to let drivers integrate their smartphones into their cars. I had my phone, my cell phone, Richie, last night, programmed into the car.
I don't get it. Pretty much everybody already does that. Why are they?
I don't know. It's an Android, as I understand, Android Auto companion app. Users will be able to access Google Maps. Send text messages, query their phones for information.
Okay.
All right.
So you'll be able to share map information back and forth between your... Okay. Yeah, between
and
your car
and the Justice Department has found criminal wrongdoing by GM in failing to disclose the ignition switch defect. It's cost 104 lives. So now the federal government is going to sue General Motors, which it owned. 21 past the hour.
No matter what the future brings... As time goes.